Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
I'm delighted to be able to report what is an incredibly resilient set of results demonstrating the sort of reliability of the franchise model. 2023's market was probably the toughest I've encountered over the last 4 years in my tenure with TPFG. We saw, you know, many of our peers reporting a significant setback in terms of profitability. We demonstrated in 2023 and delivered a record set of results at an adjusted profit before tax level, and an absolute profit level yet again. So that's the 12th consecutive set of results that have moved forward. In terms of other highlights for the year, we've invested significantly in our technology with investment in websites, digital marketing tools, and we've still got AI to come, which is really, really exciting. The other side of the investment is continuing to invest in our senior management team to unlock that potential that exists still within the business. And then the exciting post-year news of our all-share merger with Belvoir, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So 2023, although a challenging year, I think we've delivered an exceptional result and put in place the building blocks that will see us move forward over the next few years.
Let me start the review of 2023 financial highlights by setting the scene. We came into 2023 expecting several things, the first being that the residential sales market would probably see a year-on-year reduction in completions by 18 to 20%. We also expected in-tenancy rents to rise by about 5%. And for new lets, we were expecting something between an 8 and 10% rise in rents. And as quarter one started to play out and our competitors started to report their results, we started to see some profit forecasts coming down. And we had that decision to make, what would we do? And we stood firm. And the reason we stood firm was because of the resilience of our own model. And at the half year, we did take some action just to reduce our costs, to play it a little bit safe. But H2 delivered as it has done for many, many years. In fact, it delivered beyond our expectations. And in the final quarter of 2023, we had an absolutely stunning result from lettings and sales. And where did that leave us? Well, as a result, our turnover increased to £27.3 million. Lettings MSF more than offset the reduction in sales MSF. In fact, we're up £200,000 overall in MSF during the year. Operationally, the thing that's always been of concern to me is the margin, and I can happily report that that increased this year from 41% to 42%. So that's all very, very encouraging for the year, and that resulted in the headline profit before tax of £9 million, up £200,000 over 2022. And more importantly, the underlying profitability of the business was up about £500,000 to 11.2. So some strong results there during the year, which left us with the always ongoing decision as to what should we do with our dividend. And the dividend for this year will amount to 14p as opposed to 13p for last year. It would have been higher, but we had obviously the Belvoir acquisition in mind at the time, and we needed to just retain a little bit of cash to cover some of the costs of that that we knew were going to come up. Adjusted earnings per share, fully diluted, was 28.4p, exactly the same as the prior year, which against the background that we had, I think was an absolutely fantastic result. We had net cash at the end of the year of £5.1 million. And finally, for those who measure return on capital employed or capital invested, return on capital employed was up to 21%. And return on capital invested was up at 28%. And we've had those statistics where we've been up in the 20s and mid 20% ongoing now for about the last 6 or 7 years. And that's something that we just measure continually to see that we're giving the best return we can to our stakeholders.
The Belvoir merger was inevitable at some point, and the stars aligned in 2023 to make it happen, which we're really excited about. What it means is bringing those two businesses together, and they're two really, really good businesses, that it makes us the largest property franchise business in the UK, which means the enlarged group will look after 153,000 properties on behalf of landlords, will sell in excess of 30,000 sales units. We will complete in excess of 20,000 mortgage completions. and both businesses had positive net cash, which gives us the firepower to continue to acquire, which was an important part for us. The other exciting piece is the 9 million data records that we have from a consumer perspective, and that ties into our digital marketing strategy that we've invested heavily in over the last couple of years. And then you've got the synergies, obviously, from a cost reduction perspective, but more importantly, from an income opportunity perspective. So we're absolutely delighted about the acquisition. We're looking forward to working with both Dorian and Louise, who are staying with the business for the next 12 months, and the wider management team. There's some incredibly talented people across at the Belvoir bit, and looking forward to working with those people to execute on the objectives.
The merger of TPFG and Belvoir brings together a franchise network, just over 910 outlets, under 15 brands, with a turnover in 2023 of £261 million, and we're employing in the network in excess of 5,000 people. On a pro forma basis, looking at 2023 for both businesses, revenue would be about £61 million, of that MSF's £27 million. And the recurring revenue, a percentage of total revenue, around about 41%. Looking at PBT, we'd have about £18 million of PBT between the group, and about £16 million of that would be free cash flow, supporting obviously a progressive dividend policy that we've had since we came to market. And return on capital employed, just slightly over 20%. So very similar to TPFG's in 2023, not much change there. And a very strong business now to invest in two ways. One, and insisting on franchisees to continue acquiring portfolios of managed properties, to look at adding some more complementary services for them. And then secondly, to look at other targets, those that are similar, same, complementary, and to use the power of the balance sheet now and the ability to borrow something and probably approaching £60 million to add earnings accretive businesses. And both of those two aspects are where the focus will be in the next couple of years, as we use the power of a considerable, largest property franchise, probably the second largest property business in the UK, to drive our results forward.
The year started slightly ahead of where we anticipated. So sales market seems very strong. We've come back after Christmas, and after a good end to 2023, 2024 has been strong, probably 10% up. So we're now predicting 1.1 million transactions this year across the total UK property market, which will see a lift in income. Lettings growth is still moving forward, probably slightly slower than 2023, but there's still rent increases to catch up from 2023 that will drive our income in 2024. FS activity is also up on last year, so the number of mortgages written in a more stable environment in 2024 looks very promising. Profits ahead of expectation in quarter one. And then working in, you know, the sort of second half of the year is very much about understanding the Belvoir business and the synergies, and starting to drive those out ready for 2025. And then further investment in the key people to drive those opportunities that we've talked about over 2025 and beyond. So as you can all see, you know, 2024 is set to be an absolutely transformational year for the group, and we're really excited about what that means.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.